The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There was a man from Israel who came in the summer here in Brooklyn to collect for, I think he was getting married. And they told him, you came at a wrong, bad time. Everyone's away. Some people are in New Jersey. Some people are in the mountains. You're not going to make any money here in Brooklyn. It was a Friday morning. So he says, okay, is anybody going somewhere where I could go and try to raise... Someone said, yeah, I'm going to the Catskills. He says, okay, can I please come? He goes to the Catskills. He doesn't realize that it's a bunch of small bungalow colonies where nobody really has room for him. He gets there maybe a couple of hours before Shabbat, and he doesn't have a place to stay. So someone tells him, I know they're having a Shabbaton in that hotel there. Go there, maybe they'll have a room for you. So this man from Israel goes to the hotel, and they say, sorry, it's a sellout. There's nothing we could do for you. There's no place to stay. So the man is now sitting in the lobby with an hour before Shabbat. He's here alone from Israel. He doesn't know where to go, nowhere to stay, and he's crying in the lobby of the hotel. The musician who was going to play there on Saturday night, I think his last name was Adler, he sees him, this man from Israel, crying. He says, what's wrong? He said, I don't have a place to stay. He says, just stay in my room. I'm the only one in my room. You could stay in the... Really? Yeah, stay with me. Okay, great. He stays with him. Having a beautiful Shabbaton. He's enjoying it. This Adler mentions the one who's running the whole thing, the one who's in charge, the owner of the hotel. He mentions his name. The owner of the hotel's name, he didn't want his name to be mentioned. We'll call him Mr. Weiss. So this Israeli says, Mr. Weiss? This Mr. Weiss, Mr. Yosef Weiss, he says, yeah. He says, I can't believe it. He says, could you get me to be able to speak at Se'udah Shel Ishitas tonight? He says, I'll try. Yeah, okay. We'll speak for a couple of minutes. So the young man from Israel gets up at Se'udah Shel Ishit, and he says, I want to tell everybody a story. And he tells them how I came here yesterday. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what to do. I didn't have a place to stay. I'm looking somewhere in the mountains. They send me here, and here I end up over here. He says, 25 years ago, my father was standing at the Kotel crying. And somebody came over to ask him, what's wrong? How could I help you? And my father told him, nothing is wrong. I'm crying tears of joy and gratitude. He says, after 10 years of marriage, me and my wife were finally blessed with a child, a healthy baby boy. And I'm here to thank Hashem for this miracle. The man who heard this was very impressed. He says, wow, you inspired me. If you ever need anything in life, come to me. I'm going to help you. And he says, my name is Yosef Weiss. So before I left to Israel, my father tells me, I know Yosef Weiss. He once said he's going to help me. He's somewhere in America. I have no idea where he is. But if you need someone to help you, go to him. He says, where in the world am I going to find Yosef Weiss? I come to Brooklyn. They take me. I end up right in front of Yosef Weiss. Here he is, right in front of me. Everybody's, wow, what a mashgacha prati. And Yosef Weiss was very inspired again, and he helped this man with all the funding that he needed. This is Hashem controlling our footsteps, putting us in the places where we need to be. This is the Hallel that we praise Him with. We say, Hashem, we see You. We see You in our lives. We know You're behind everything.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org